And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid, and they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him, for the life of his brother whom he slew. And we will destroy the heir also. And so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. And the strong shall be his tow, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Circumcise yourself to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. House of David, thus saith the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire, and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Quench not the spirit.